from stpetecatalyst.com.
Hi, all. Welcome to Impact Catalyst. We're back for year two, celebrating the award of the scholarship winners for the Charlie Hanschel Scholarship awarded by the Tampa Bay Businesses for Culture and the Arts. Our first winner in the art category is Kiara Vasquez Valentin. Hi, Kiara.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us. And the judge this year, Joanna Robotham, who's the curator of modern contemporary art at the Tampa Museum of Art. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much, Joe.
So it's such a great scholarship every year to celebrate a young artist. So before we hear from Kiara, Joanna, can you talk to us about why you selected her as the winner?
Absolutely. So I believe this is the fifth year I've been a judge for the visual arts category, and it's always exciting to see the submissions come in every year. And every year, I don't know if I should disclose this or not, but the way I judge is I go through all the submissions, and there's usually a handful that really stick out. And this year it was Kiara's application, that she was the one that I kept going back to, that I kept seeing if there was anybody else that would excite me in the way that Kiara's art did. And, she rose to the top of all of the submissions, and it was, I think, just the maturity, the artwork, and her clear dedication to her practice that really made me want to provide Kiara this opportunity to win the scholarship this year.
That's brilliant. So, Kiara, does that stuff all sound like it makes sense?
Yep.
That's great. And you're at Blake?
Yes, I'm a senior at Blake High School.
That's great. So tell us a little about your process. Tell us what you love to do and why you love to do it. Work with ink?
So, I've been working with calligraphy pens and ink. So think like really old like pen tips that you put in like those little like quills and dip in the ink, real old school stuff. So for the last about year and a half, I've been working just with ink. I've barely painted. I've barely done. That's just been my little fixation that I've got going on. And this year I've made a lot of artwork about decay, decomposition, and life cycles. I focus a lot on I like a lot of skeleton stuff and fungi stuff. So this year you're living in a time that is so focused on, COVID and death, and that's all you really see. There's a lot of bad stuff going on in the world. But this body of work to me is kind of like a regurgitation of that concept and kind of like a reevaluation of what we're seeing in the world and kind of making it into something that's like a lot more gentle and a lot more spiritual to me. I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat meat. I think it's a little bit cruel. So I like to influence my artwork with a lot of those concepts of like cruelty and divinity, and making these pieces really emphasize like what I feel that like animals and people are. Like, we're just heavenly beings that are just being decomposed into this earth, and we go back into the universe after we pass.
So when you think of representing decay and death and some of what would be maybe traditionally considered darker topics, you're actually trying to bring a peace to them and use the word gentleness. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is pretty accurate.
And I guess I also noticed along that all the mediums that you mentioned were decidedly non-digital. So what's sort of your process when you look at, getting onto a computer or staying off the computer?
I do make digital artwork. I've only been making digital artwork for about like 6 months because I just got my iPad for Christmas. So I've been working digitally for a little bit, but honestly, it's not really the same. It's easier, so much easier. So it's easy to pick up once you get the hang of it. But there's something about just like using the real traditional like ink that just, it's a lot more satisfying. It's a lot more rewarding. It feels like you're playing the game on hard mode, and you're passing it better than most people. So it's a lot more rewarding and a lot more satisfying to see the end result.
Just sticking with one medium, you mentioned a few that you previously used, but getting into calligraphy and in the inks more deeply, does that depth of Does that depth in using one format help you get deeper into the subject as well?
Yeah, I think that when you make your artwork in like the process very simple, you have more room to make the concepts more complicated and the imagery more complicated. I mean, I paint all the time. I do gouache, watercolor, every paint you can think of, I've done it. And I like it. I like painting. But there's something about me working with ink for the last year, year and a half, almost 2 years, that just, I felt so comfortable with it. I felt like I've really like grown attached to it, that I've just like pretty much dedicated to like mastering it. And it's much more rewarding to see that like if you work so simply, you can actually accomplish a lot more. It's like pushing concepts over technique.
Sure. And Joanna, when you look at young students here, especially dealing with more, you know, beginning of life folks dealing with end of life topics, you know, how does youth, is it invigorating to see how they explore these deeper topics?
Absolutely. Because not only is she exploring just kind of the cycle of life, there's just kind of poetic beauty to Kiara's work. And when she writes about her work and you look at the imagery, it all kind of matches up and links up. And I think that's really critical for a young artist. That can be incredibly difficult for artists of any age, is to make sure that the way that they explain their work actually is what you see within the composition. And it's always remarkable. And I see young artists like Kiara who have that level of understanding of their work. It's just a kind of, it's like she has this already kind of artist built in with her that's been with her for years and years. And now she's just getting it, kind of bringing it to the surface. And it's exciting to encourage artists and to have the opportunity to see them go off to college and make use of their scholarships.
Yeah, that's great. And can you talk a little bit about digging a little bit to your criteria and you know, obviously, potential plays a piece in that. So, you know, knowing where many artists are in their journey at this age, what are your criteria?
Well, my first criteria is truly just the wow factor. You know, I look at art all day. And that's one of the, you know, most amazing things about my job is that I get to see what artists are doing, from emerging artists to well-established artists. Every year, there's just this rare moment where I get, you know, 20 to 30 submissions to see what local students are doing in the area. And it always truly blows me away to see the talent that we have right in our backyard. So my first criteria is just simply the wow factor. I said I like to go back and review them. And then I also like to see what their ambition is. If they have a very kind of clear idea. I know it can be difficult even as, you know, someone of my age, I don't always have a clear idea of what I want to be doing in the next 5-10 years. But I love to see in their submissions, you know, where they're interested in going to college, what they're interested in pursuing, what degree they're looking at. And even perhaps to some, it's, you know, who on the faculty they'd like to work with. And I think having that kind of understanding of where they want to go is what also kind of helps elevate the submission. And Kiara's submission had all of that in there. Also, Kiara's been recognized by her peers, by other organizations for her artwork. And I'm not saying that that's a qualifying thing, but that also goes to show that I'm not the only one who has laid eyes on her work and just been completely impressed by her ability and her ideas.
That's great. And Kiara, Joanna mentioned where you're looking to go. So let's dig into that. What's the future hold for you as an artist?
I'm going to Ringling College of Art and Design to study motion design. Motion design is, think of like animation, but more commercial. It's like the jack of all trades, Swiss Army knife of animation. Over the summer, I got really into animating stuff, and I used to make artwork similar to this, the one I made and submitted for the scholarship last year. And I made like an entire animated short film about this guy who wears a cow skull on his head. He finds this little baby with a bag on his head, and they become weirdly acquainted. And it's a little movie that I hold very dear to my heart. And after I made that, I was like, wow, this is really what I want to do too. Like, I want to do this. I mean, you know, one thing is to go to college to do art. And I love doing art, but I feel like to do it just to do it would kind of ruin it for me. So I think that going to Ringling for motion design was the best thing I could do for myself and for my passion and for my career. Honestly, I think I work very well with people, and I think it's going to be an exciting journey ahead of me to do all those awesome things at Ringling.
It's wonderful. Wonderful. Joanna, I think you made a great choice. Well done. And Kiara, congratulations. We're glad you're staying close to the area and hope you'll plant your flag and share your art with Tampa Bay, because we love to keep you here.
Thank you.
And thank you, Joanna, for your many years of supporting TBCA as a judge. And we'll look forward to reconnecting again at the ending event to celebrate all the winners. And we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you, Kiara.
Thank you, Joanna. Thank you, Joe.
From stpcatalyst.com.